Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mob rule. That is what Democrats are now advocating for. That's exactly why somebody decided on the left to leak the document, leak the opinion that was being written at the Supreme Court. They knew that if they leaked this document, it would put the lives of Supreme Court justices and their families at risk, and they didn't care because they're about mob rule. And if you don't think Democrats are advocating and supporting this unprecedented leak at the Supreme Court, which completely, by the way, undermines the rule of law of the Supreme Court. I want you to listen to what Chuck Schumer had to say. He said, this is a day we never thought would happen. But now that it has, with Roe v. Wade, we're going to fight.
This day would never come. But this day has come, and we will fight it all the way.
There it is. We will fight it all the way. Now, he says it this way for obvious reasons. He's ready for a fight. And whoever the Democrat was that leaked this, whichever person it was that leaked this, it is very clear. It is very obvious. They knew what they were doing and they didn't care. To many of you, by the way, that have just found our podcast, don't forget to hit that subscribe or auto download button so you get this podcast every day. Now, Republican leader Mitch McConnell came out and had a lengthy statement. A statement that I think was one of his best statements I've ever heard him talk about or say. And I want you to hear what he had to say in response to this unprecedented move for mob rule, anarchy, and the attacking of the justices on the court that they disagree with. Now, let me also say something else. There's been a big lie going around for the last several hours, a lie really since this broke, the news broke, and Politico broke the news, which they should have, by the way, never, ever have run with. And this idea is that abortion is going to be illegal in this country because of Roe v. Wade being overturned. That's just not true. There are going to be abortions that are going to be allowed in the United States of America in liberal states. This is about a states' rights issue. The federal government should have never gotten into the business with Roe v. Wade the way they did. They should have made it a states' rights issue. And that's all that has happened here is they're returning this to states. There are liberal states that are going to allow for abortions. They're going to allow for abortions on demand. Now, that will be challenged, but it will still be abortions that are going to be able to be allowed in the United States of America. So when you hear people saying that they're going to ban abortions and people are going to go to back alleys and they're going to die, right, to fearmonger you into thinking, well, we should just keep abortions, know that they're lying to you. Listen to what the Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Republican Party in the Senate, had to say earlier.
For years, the radical left has attacked the institution of the Supreme Court. Last night, it appears their campaign hit a new low. Historically, the justices, clerks, and staff have prized and protected the court's confidentiality. The justices must be able to discuss and deliberate in an environment of total trust and privacy. Americans cannot receive a fair trial if politicians, pundits, bullies, and mobs get a say in court. Judicial independence is vital, but the far left has spent years shamelessly attacking it. Democrats in Congress have endorsed plans for partisan court packing. They've sent the justices threatening legal briefs. They've scheduled sham hearings to smear judges. In 2020, the Senate Democratic leader marched across the street to the court and shouted threats at multiple justices by name if they didn't rule how he wanted. In 2018, activists literally chased senators around the Capitol. And now, last night, a shocking, shocking new breach. Somebody, likely somebody inside the court itself, leaked a confidential internal draft to the press, almost certainly in an effort to stir up an inappropriate pressure campaign to sway an outcome. The radical left immediately rallied around the toxic stunt. The cheerleaders for partisan court packing applauded what they suggested was the work of, quote, a brave clerk, making a last-ditch Hail Mary attempt to cause a political firestorm and cause the court to reconsider. Liberals want to rip the blindfold off Lady Justice. They want to override impartiality with intimidation. They want to elevate mob rule over the rule of law. The same political movement that used a leak to move up the timeline of Justice Breyer's retirement process is trying to use yet another leak to make the court less secure and less impartial. Never before in modern history has an internal draft been leaked to the public while the justices were still deciding a case. Never before. Whoever committed this lawless act knew exactly what it could bring about. The justices already require security. Less than 2 weeks ago, an unbalanced person lit himself on fire on the court steps. Less than 3 years ago, a liberal mob tried to storm the court, shoving past law enforcement and pounding on the doors. Look, everybody knows what kind of climate the far left is trying to fuel, one that is antithetical to the rule of law. Right on cue, top Democrats began publishing wild statements about what the court might decide, packed with using unhinged rhetoric that could easily incite, light a match. So what else happened? Activists flocked to the court. An angry crowd surrounded the court, chanting justices' names. There are renewed calls to smash the institutions of both the Senate and the court at the same time. One of the court's most essential and sacred features was smashed just to buy the outraged industrial complex a few extra days to scream nonsense about what the court might rule. This lawless action should be investigated and punished to the fullest extent possible. The fullest extent possible. I'm certain the Chief Justice will seek to get to the bottom of this. If a crime was committed, the Department of Justice must pursue it completely. So listen, I want all nine justices to know there are still principled senators who have their backs no matter what. There are still some people in this Capitol and a majority in the Senate whose support for the rule of law is not conditional. Not conditional. The court should tune out the bad faith noise and feel completely free to do their jobs. They should follow the facts and the law wherever that leads. As I've warned in the past, courts bowing to activist pressure would never enhance judicial legitimacy. It could only erode it, and the hostage takers would never settle for half a loaf.
Mitch McConnell, absolutely right. The Supreme Court and the way that these people went rogue, leaking this opinion that shows that they will overrule Roe v. Wade, is clearly done with the intent, at the bare minimum, of putting so much pressure on maybe a justice who is on the quote-unquote fence, right? Maybe, keyword, maybe on the fence, into changing their vote. That's objective number one. Number two is to try to intimidate them. This is no different than juror intimidation, right? You find jurors, you threaten things, you threaten their family, you tell them you're going to come after them, or you play on their conscience that people are going to die because of the decision they make. We've seen this happen all over the country, where there are people that are willing to convict a police officer of something just because they don't want riots and looting in their city. They don't want people to die in their city. It is pressure, political pressure, in a disgusting form. And that is exactly what happened there. This is unprecedented. Now, the person who did this, and apparently the FBI is now looking into this, and I hope that the FBI actually is unpartisan and does their job to find this leaker, because they will be able to figure it out. And I hope that's exactly what happens here. It is exactly, by the way, what needs to happen. But what we have witnessed, right, what we have watched, what we have seen from the left is they are willing to destroy anyone's life, including Supreme Court justices, and put their lives at risk so that they can hold America hostage. This is no different than what they did to Donald Trump with Russian collusion when they knew the entire time the story was crap.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One other aspect of what's happening with this Supreme Court leaked document is that the White House is not condemning it. Neither is the DNC. The DNC has just put out a statement on the leaked SCOTUS draft saying, quote, make no mistake, reproductive rights will be on the ballot, and this midterm election is more important than ever before. Voters will make their voices heard. We will fight back with everything we have. And Republicans will have to answer for their party's relentless attacks on American rights. Now, again, this is why a hardcore lefty, maybe even at the support of a Supreme Court justice, leaked this document. What does the president say? He's not condemning it either. President Joe Biden on the leaked Supreme Court abortion opinion said, quote, a woman's right to choose is fundamental. They're not condemning this. They planned it. President Biden released a lengthy statement in response to the leak of this draft opinion that suggests the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade in the landmark 1973 decision that legalized abortion nationwide. Politico published, and they should not have done this, the draft of a majority opinion written by Justice Alito, in which he states that Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Quote, we hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled, Alito writes, referencing the 1992 Planned Parenthood versus Casey case that reaffirmed Roe. It is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. Now, again, they're lying to you in the media, acting like this is banning abortion. It is not. It will go back to a states' rights issue, and different states will have different laws on abortion. Quote, we do not know whether this draft is genuine or whether it reflects the final decision of the court, Joe Biden said in a statement, clearly implying that Democrats need to put extreme pressure on the five conservative justices so that one of them will change their mind. He goes on to say, with that critical caveat, I want to be clear on 3 points about the cases before the Supreme Court. First, Biden writes, my administration argued strongly before the court in defense of Roe v. Wade. Now, by the way, I want you to think about a president of the United States of America that does not come out immediately and condemn the leak. You got to wonder if the White House knew about this leak, too. You got to wonder if this is part of a grand plan by a liberal justice and a liberal clerk or clerks and the White House to get this out there. I wonder if they even knew about it at this point. Because they're not condemning it, right? And Democrats, this is that October surprise that we talk about. Democrats desperately needed an issue to get people and galvanize Democrats to come out and vote for them because right now they're doing so bad in the polling. And if you look at the Democrats' statement, right, the DNC's statement, that they say, make no mistake that reproductive rights will be on the ballot this midterm election, and it's more important than ever before. Voters will make their voices heard. We will fight back with everything we have. They didn't condemn it. Now the White House didn't condemn the leak, saying that this is totally unprecedented, and we condemn this leak. They're not condemning the leak or the leakers. Right. He goes immediately into politics of this, saying my administration argued strongly before the court in defense of Roe v. Wade. Biden continued. He said that Roe is based on a long line of precedent recognizing the 14th Amendment's concept of personal liberty. You have, by the way, personal liberty. That doesn't mean you have the right to murder a child. He went on to say against government interference with intensely personal decisions. Biden says, I believe that a woman's right to choose is fundamental. Roe has been the law of the land for almost 50 years. And basic fairness and the stability of our law demands that this not be overturned. So he is happy with the leak. Democrats have no problem undermining even the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Nothing is, there is nothing that Democrats will not do to destroy this country and our separations of power in our Constitution. There is nothing they won't do to destroy this country. And I warned you about this. You should know that from the fact that they knew they made a fake dossier and the people that were trying to impeach Donald Trump off the fake dossier and the fake allegations that were funded and paid for by Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee. They were willing to overthrow the will of the people because they didn't like who you voted for. Why would they not do this with the Supreme Court? Biden says this, second, shortly after the enactment of Texas law SB 8 and other laws restricting women's reproductive rights, I directed my general policy counsel and White House counsel's office to prepare opinions for an administration response to the continued attack on abortion and reproductive rights under a variety of possible outcomes in the cases pending before the Supreme Court. We will be ready when any ruling is issued. Third, the president writes, still not condemning the leaker. If the court does overturn Roe, it will fall on our nation's elected officials at all levels of government to protect a woman's right to choose. And it will fall on voters to elect pro-choice officials this November. This is all pre-planned. The White House's response here, clearly, I think they knew, or somebody knew at the White House, this was coming. That they were going to leak this because they needed it to come out now, not later this summer. At the federal level, we will need more pro-choice senators and a pro-choice majority in the House to adopt legislation that codifies Roe, which I will work to pass and sign into law, he says. Again, still not condemning the leaker. These Democrats will run over any part of the Constitution. They will run over every part of the Constitution they can get their hands on. They don't care. You could hear it on TV this morning, right? They're angry and they're shocked and they're mad. CNN saying if Roe v. Wade is overturned, is interstate travel, same-sex marriage next? They're connecting dots that literally do not exist. That's what they're doing. They are connecting dots. We also have audio of Joe Biden that has just been released. And I want you to hear what he had to say about Roe v. Wade from just a moment ago. This has just been released from the White House.
It's on abortion.
I just got a call saying that it's been announced that it is a real draft, but it doesn't represent who's going to vote for it yet. I hope there are not enough votes for it. It's the main reason why I worked so hard to keep Robert Bork off the court. It reflects his view almost worth, anyway. Look, the idea that it concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose within the limits of the Supreme Court decision case, number one. But even more, equally as profound, is the rationale used. Right? And it would mean that every other decision relating to the notion of privacy is thrown into question. I realize this goes back a long way, but one of the debates I had with Robert Bork was whether Griswold versus Connecticut should stand as law. The state of Connecticut said that the privacy of your bedroom, you, a husband and wife or a couple, could not choose to use contraception. To use the contraception was a violation of the law. if the rationale of the decision as released were to be sustained, a whole range of rights are in question. A whole range of rights. And the idea we're letting the states make those decisions, localities make those decisions, would be a fundamental shift in what we've done. So it goes far beyond, in my view, if it becomes a law and if what is written is what remains. It goes far beyond the concern of whether or not there is the right to choose. It goes to other basic rights, the right to marry, the right to determine a whole range of things. Because one of the issues that this court, many of the members of the court, a number of the members of the court, have not acknowledged is that there is a right to privacy in our Constitution. I strongly believe there is. I think the decision in Griswold was correct overruling. I think the decision in Roe was correct because there's a right to privacy. There can be limitations on it, but it cannot be denied.
Do you think, Mr. President, that it irreverently changed the court?
All right, so again, I'm going to jump in back in here. This is the main reason why I worked so hard to keep Robert Bork off the court. It reflects his view, is what Joe Biden just said there. Now, when you hear Joe Biden talking this way, it's very clear that Joe Biden is in favor of this leak. He wanted this leak. This is the saving moment the Democrats need in the midterm elections. This is the election for them. Vote for us and we'll let you get abortion on demand. That's their argument here. They don't care. They undermine the court. They don't care. The unprecedented part of it, they don't care.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
President Biden was asked a question after he made the statement that I just played for you. And he was asked a basic question about this decision. And it's clear that he doesn't mind the attacks that are coming against Supreme Court justices. He does not mind it. He doesn't care. Are their lives going to be put at risk because of this leak? Yes. Are their families' lives going to be at risk? Yes. Are they going to be harassed? Yes. And he's hoping that they'll be harassed so that one of them may flip. This is a last-ditch effort. Listen to him say that if this decision holds, quote, it's really quite a radical decision.
President, have you irreparably changed the court? Do you think that this leak has irreparably changed the court? We've never seen this happen before.
Well, you know, if this decision holds, it's really quite a radical decision. And again, the underlying premise, and again, I've not had a chance to thoroughly go into the report, the decision, but it basically says all the decisions related to your private life, who you marry, whether or not you decide to conceive a child or not, whether or not you can have an abortion, a range of other decisions, whether or not how you raise your child. What does this do? And does this mean that in Florida they can decide they're going to pass a law saying that same-sex marriage is not permissible? It's against the law in Florida? So there's a whole, it's a fundamental shift in American jurisprudence.
On the filibuster, President, did it do away with the filibuster to codify Roe?
I'm not.
He's not trying to tamper this. He's not telling anybody to take a deep breath. He's not telling anybody to pause. He's not telling anybody to respect the court. Now, I also think this is going to go back to the issue of court packing, right? Because liberals are now calling for a revolution in response to these leaked SCOTUS Roe v. Wade opinion. That's what they are saying. It's time for us to burn the place down, threaten, attack, assault, go after in any way possible these judges. The president of the United States of America didn't condemn the leak. Why did he not condemn the leak? It is clear he didn't condemn the leak because he's glad the leak happened. This is the midterms. It's exactly why the DNC put out the statement that they said, right? This is all they've got left. Let's distract you from the economy. Let's distract you from the Hunter Biden indictment that's probably coming. Let's distract you from the connections to Hunter Biden business associates going to the White House, meeting 23 plus times with the vice president's staff and the vice president. Let's distract you from every single thing I just mentioned. Let's distract you from the unprecedented number of Americans who are unemployed right now, who are not looking for a job because the government's taking care of them. Let's distract you from it all. That is what they're doing. That's what their game is. That is the goal. Distract, distract, distract. And the media is going to play into this. They needed something. And this is what they got from the Supreme Court. And that's why it was leaked. They don't care that it was leaked. They don't care about what this does in the future of the Supreme Court. They don't care this undermines this institution where politics should absolutely not be played because they have no soul. They are soulless. They're communists. They're socialists. They're dictators and tyrants. Look at the way I go back to how they treated the people on the Supreme Court, accusing them of the most egregious, horrific crimes ever, including rape, organizing rape parties. Things that they knew were lies, and they created out of thin air, just like they did Russia collusion, out of thin air. There is no accountability for these people. So here is the election. Here's the ball game. This is what it's going to be come November. This is their last-ditch effort to get women to start liking them again. they're going to try to tell you that all of your rights have been taken away. No, this is only a states' rights issue now. That's all it is. It's a simple states' rights issue. Is abortion been banned today? If this is real, no. Will it mean it's banned tomorrow? No. If it's real and five people sign it and it becomes the law of the land, does that mean that abortion is banned? No. It means it goes back to the states. That's all it means, folks. The good news is an entire generation, I think, in this country is no longer buying this leftist anti-science lie that a human baby is just a clump of cells. The pictures are too clear. All of this is too clear. Benny Johnson said, everyone has seen 4D imagery of children in a mother's womb. He put a picture up saying, here's my newborn 4 months ago. Eyes, nose, foot, hand, beating heart, and face of an angel. Abortion is murder. End it. He's right. He's right. Make no mistake that leaking of the SCOTUS decision is unprecedented. And it was obviously done by a liberal justice to pressure one of the conservatives to change their mind. And the left will stop at nothing to protect their right to murder the innocent. This is just the beginning for them, and it's going to get very, very ugly. It's going to get demonic. As one person said online, if they overturn Roe v. Wade, it's about to hit a wild you've never seen before. That is a threat from Democrats. Make sure you share a podcast. Please write us a 5-star review so that more people will actually hear today's podcast. Please let your family and friends know about it. Hit that subscribe or auto download button. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.